Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 13 of the After Hours podcast. Woo! My name is Christian Matt. Right.
Chuck Nolly.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ryan Webbekane.
That was a really fucking weird order of way to doing things. Holy shit.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Off to an awesome start.
Woo! Yeah, I'm kind of excited about
Let's fucking do it.
How's everyone doing tonight, man? Everyone cool?
Doing pretty good.
Man. I'm
all good. This is pretty awesome. I've got a long fucking week ahead of me, you guys. This weekend's gonna be ridiculous.
Pickup shots.
Oh my god, there's pickup shots on Sunday. I'm doing the acting seminar thing on Saturday. I'm kind of glad that we're doing this today. It's
Jeremy's
fucking Tuesday.
Pushing me to shoot this weekend as we speak.
Oh my god.
So that could be happening. I don't know.
It's gonna be a busy, busy weekend. So like, I mean, I got up early this morning. I didn't really need to, but I had to, so I could start working on paperwork shit. Like, this acting class, man. I'm teaching this acting class. Man, it is awesome.
Yeah, it's
gonna be cool shit, this acting class.
I wish I could go.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I would actually
I'm
like
gonna
to,
be there.
Now, what's
I think
the,
I'd like to be in something.
I'm gonna be there.
What's the date on that,
I'm
Cam?
Not gonna wear any pants.
Teach me acting, senpai!
Is this acting? I'm just going to spread my butt.
Now that's acting.
Now that's it.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
you
Andrew,
be a star, don't you?
Andrew Rada will be spreading his butt February 28th at 1 p.m. at Cinema Center.
It's Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh my god, that's ridiculous, man.
Come find out why.
Fuck yeah.
It's just like a statuette museum style place dedicated to Andrew's bleeding anus.
Oh god. That's awful.
Here's a piece of tile that features the blood from Andrew's anus.
Do you guys realize that for the first, like...
What the actual fuck is happening?
Minute
right
and 15 seconds, we discussed your bloody asshole. Like, that's what we're talking about.
I think this is a good direction for the show.
Yeah.
Guys, we're switching from film to bleeding
Andrew's
assholes.
Andrew's Starfish Podcast. Yeah.
The Chocolate Starfish Podcast.
Hello, all our listeners out there.
So,
let's see what that butthole got into this week. Or rather, what got into it.
This acting seminar.
By the time you hear this, it'll be like 3 days late.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Which I had said earlier we shouldn't do,
though.
But I did it anyway.
Yeah.
It's
gonna go good.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about it. I've never taught anyone before. Well, I mean, directing, I guess some could say, is like a form of teaching, but
you do the same thing on set or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm going to have like a group of people.
I don't know, like what kind of exercises are you going to have people do?
Oh boy.
Is it all improv stuff?
It's a good combination of different things. Like, I will tell you that I'm going to teach the darker side of acting.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
You mean the underbelly?
Yeah. Like,
Cam's going to come in naked.
This is art! This is actor!
It's just Cam standing on a desk jerking off.
It may disgust you.
Oh my god. No,
but
man. Like,
I'm teaching you. Learn with me!
Let me show you how
much
I can teach you on your face.
In 5 minutes or less.
Wow. This is the most professional conversation I've had.
No, I can't believe
it. But that's cool.
Kind of a shame.
Open sign. Like, it's...
Open sign.
Our open sign... Like, we have Open Sign Productions commercials that are just Calvin Klein videos rehashed.
Open sign. Open sign.
I can go anywhere in my barely functional work pants.
Open sign.
Yeah.
It's just the black
just like
and
a
white.
Still black and white frame of Cam standing there in his torn to shit pants.
Yeah, the ones
maybe
that you
a, maybe a bit of them in his mouth.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
You never found those pants, huh?
No, someone fucking ruined those. It wasn't. Yeah,
they ruined your work pants?
Someone did. I bet it was you, Steph.
How could they do that?
I don't know, because a lot of people hated these pants, man.
Yeah, they weren't real pants.
Well, I'm just wondering how they were possibly
it was
ruined
a
something
pant.
That
no,
yeah,
like
it was a single pant.
Really,
it was
these
one leg.
These pants were like shorts, and they started to tear. And I cut this piece of cloth up for a scene in Stray, and gave it to him. Like, use that, cover it with blood. And I was like, uh-huh. And I'm like, go, let's go. I'm pretty sure it was the heat.
This is
I've
told this story. We have torn costumes in a bag. What are you doing?
There's a bag like 5 feet from you.
One of us
got like old shirts and shit in there.
One of our extras. Off give me your knife. Thing.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, you don't have.
Give me your knife.
Acting.
One of our extras, who's a good friend of mine, like looked at Ryan and was like, Ryan, stop him! And Ryan was just like, no.
Oh, it's too funny.
Now, I'm going to be completely honest here. Last episode, we had this very same fucking talk about this very same did fucking
we?
Situation.
Yeah, we did.
So,
because we were talking about ball sweat.
Sorry that we,
I remember.
I remember.
Oh, shit.
Grandpa, back when I invented bed, the crotchless Grandpa. Ass chaps.
Oh, Grandpa, no, damn.
Wait, hold on.
I was
crotchless ass chaps.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I'm a multitasker.
But chaps,
kinky fetish pants.
But chaps are assless as well, so you're just saying they're leggings.
You're wearing leather strips.
Really? You're just wearing sleeves on your ankles.
Yeah.
I'm like a Chippendale dancer with my fucking legs.
Oh my god.
Open side.
So,
open side. Open side.
All right, so, goddamn acting class. The darker side of I don't even think anyone's going to remember where I was. I remember.
Yeah, the dark side of acting.
All right, so the darker side of acting.
Clips like, from Missing.
I can't tell if you're making fun of me or not.
Not really.
Only kinda.
I can do that line right now.
I'm aware.
I think I'm gonna, actually. I'm kinda feeling it.
Ladies and gentlemen, acting lesson number one.
Remember when you scared that kid?
Yeah. Hold on, let me do this. Okay. Have you been to the mountains? Have you ever watched a mountain stream? All that water flowing effortlessly over all the tiny little rocks and crevices. Stop fingering yourself.
I really wish you would have read that close to the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I might, Ryan. Like, I might actually do that. Because that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
You, like, looked into a bunch of serial killers and shit.
Oh, my God.
That, right?
Yeah, like, I did maybe a month of studying serial killer culture. Like,
you know, if you get a crazy-ass character like that, that's some shit that you're going to have to do.
Okay, I'll give one thing away. But I'm not going to tell you guys when I'm doing it. I'll just tell you what it is, but it will be incorporated in the class. Is that fair?
That's cool.
Okay. There's a acting exercise I learned when I was about 16 during my practice of the Stanislavski method. My project at the time was to talk with this old man. That's it. I spent a half hour just learning about this old man. And after I was finished, I had to stand in front of a stage of at least 15 people as an audience. And all of these people were related to this old man. And tell his entire life story as him. So I did that. And after that, I was then asked, what kind of person do I hate the most? Somebody that I absolutely despise. Somebody that I find to be just this disgusting human being. And, we had this dick janitor at my high school, and I told them this was the only thing I could describe, and I fucking hated this guy. And so they sat me in front of him, and they made me listen to his life story, which I didn't give any shit about, and then I had to do the same thing,
not even
in a positive manner. I had to act like him and pretend everything was fine, and like this guy was like a bigamist. He was all kinds of terrible things. And I had to perform this in front of 15 of his friends and family.
That is a challenge.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Holy fuck.
Basically, I had to become somebody who I either admired or enjoyed as a human being, or someone I hated. But I had to be that person. Mm. I had to come into the understanding that I am supposed to be that individual. And no matter what, I cannot give any inkling that I am not this human being. And that is acting in a really, really evil nutshell.
Huh. That sounds fucked.
Yeah, and that'll be one of the lessons of this acting class.
Wow.
So you know,
I'd like to do that. That sounds fucking tough.
Or just volunteers.
Everybody. I'm going to find different walks of people of different walks of life and then pair them up with opposites. Because normally, basically, I'll learn about all these people. And then I will either use an opposite of themselves in that class, or I will find someone in my daily life who is an opposite to do that.
You and Michael?
I will be one of those people. Yeah, I will actually allow them to ask me.
What the hell are you going to make me do?
You don't want to know, but you're not going to like it.
Well, I might just drop you off, then, buddy. I got the car.
You, Ryan, play with your butthole.
What? I said play with your butthole. And everyone stay focused. Back to buttholes again.
It's always about buttholes.
The message I'm trying to give off is that...
Hail Satan.
Oh my God, shut up. The message that I'm trying to give off is that acting is not something that you can just walk into and it's easy. It takes a lot of hard work. And it's a pain in the ass. So that's why I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of a bitch. It's, I don't know.
I mean,
it's easy sometimes.
Yeah, it is sometimes. Like, Christian, you yourself had a big acting experience.
Excellent segue.
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually am the lead in an upcoming phobia project.
Tell us all about it. I didn't get a chance to get on any of that.
Yeah.
So.
I don't really know exactly what I can tell you. All I know is what this is the first phobia that we are shooting with the Black Magic, and it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I got to actually film a scene that I wasn't in for it. With it, and it's a pretty nice camera. I really like using it.
It's weird.
It's different for sure, but
this is Bozo's first phobia.
Ryan Bozo's phobia.
This is his first one,
and he chose me.
Oh no,
his
it's the second.
He's done one before.
It's a second one. Yeah. He hasn't done one since like the first season, so this is kind of like this is a big deal. Like
pretty
he's gonna
time.
Yeah,
it's got some.
Yeah, it's got some.
It's got some cool shit.
I guess
yeah,
I could say
some cool shit there, man.
I guess I could say we got some cool prosthetics in there. That was a lot of makeup on my face. A lot of people taking.
Give
a
hand for Tom. That motherfucker was awake for like 70 hours.
Yeah, I can't believe that, man.
Yeah,
dude. That's why I told him like, dude, what are you doing here? When he showed up.
Dude,
at my set.
Yeah, no, he was like, yep, I gotta go to the next set. And I'm like, holy shit,
dude. Go home, man.
He was awake for like 70 hours straight. Spent like 35 of that on the prosthetic itself.
He's fucking insane.
And it looked amazing.
Yeah.
Way to fucking go, Tom. Didn't feel great, but it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Tom really outdid himself. Like, when I saw that, I was like, holy shit. Like, this is way more in-depth than I was expecting it to be.
I'm looking forward to actually seeing it. It's going to look really cool.
And then Marcus, he was the one that actually designed the thing.
Yeah,
so
Marcus did a really good job.
Both of you guys.
Method Man.
Yeah.
Method Man Jr.
Both of you guys are fucking amazing.
Yeah, I fucking love you too, man.
I keep forgetting that we can do cool shit like that now.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
We have that ability now.
It's all because of our merging with Hysterium.
What a weird thing. Well, that was weird how that all happened. Because it just kind of happened. Yeah, after we asked to
like
film there for the clown phobia.
More than
and then
half
it's like
of the Hysterium cat, like, staff is
working with
either,
us.
Either actors or staff.
It's kind of cool.
That's how we got in touch with the Suicide Girls.
And yeah, and that's awesome.
Oh, yep, that's great.
It's awesome. We have a legion of supremely attractive girls at our fingertips right now. It's not quite out our
fingertips. We don't necessarily know all of them.
We don't know all of them, bro. I mean, we know a couple. There's a couple that think we're cool, and that's like a start.
Not anymore. Not if they listen to this podcast.
I think one does, but she's fucking chill, so it's cool.
The one that was working on Stray and stuff?
Yeah, the one that is also in Ryan Webbeking's phobia.
Oh, another fantastic segue.
Oh, I'm just finding all the good segues tonight.
Really, really
was,
subtle segue. Yeah.
That was,
You know!
Yeah, dude. You're fucking phobia.
It's gonna be cool, too. Like, really cool.
Oh, God.
Way off the scale of anything that I've ever done before, so.
Yeah, that's definitely.
All I'm really going to say. I'm not going to spoil anything, really.
About how.
Because I'm still not quite sure how it's all going to go down.
I'm not either.
But I'm sure it's going to be cool.
It's going to be great. Both the actors that you got have perfect fucking chemistry.
Yeah, I'm really. And they're both very talented. Really happy about the casting.
Yeah. Thumbs up on that, dude. That was a good choice on your part. Those both were really good choices.
So far, it's been really easy.
Yeah. It's been weird.
Yeah,
I've heard it's been going well. It's weird for the last, like, 3 weeks I've been separated from Cam and Ryan. It's cool
that the only thing that we had to bitch about was the cold.
Yeah, that was cool. And,
like, everyone was keeping it cool together.
We're
all happy and good moods.
I really kind of regret that second day.
Yeah, that was bad. Sunday was bad. Yeah,
I almost lost a hand, yeah, so sorry, that was awesome.
What? See, well, a couple weeks ago, Nate was talking about how I'm just doused in baby back bitch sauce. But when we were filming this week, apparently he dumped his hand on some baby back bitch sauce and almost froze to death.
So go and fuck yourself. Because I got to the car and that motherfucker was blue.
Oh.
So, suck my frostbitten dick there.
Obviously, frostbitten dick. Dyke?
Suck my dyke!
Suck
my frostbitten dick.
Suck my dyke, please.
Yeah, well, they say that, you know.
Now Nate's peaking audio.
When drenched in baby back bitch sauce, your hand is blue. That's what they say, at least.
I heard that also.
that's a well known fact.
That's a weird way.
Shall we review the most recent Let's Plays?
No, we shouldn't.
That's a weird Let's Plays.
And enjoy your pool, your kiddie pool full of baby back bitch that you just wallow in.
Nate, that's a weird way to give yourself a stranger, man.
Now, the cold was fucking bitter and angry, but everyone kind of put up with it. You know, it was like, no one bitched about it too much. There were a couple times we were like, cold.
Oh, yeah. Even I was like, I'm fucking done with this.
If you're living in Indiana right now, and you're an independent filmmaker aspiring to be where we are, which is, you know, pretty much nowhere.
Yeah. Right at the tippy top. We're so stupid that we're like, oh, let's film this outside.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's not going to be that cold.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Alaska's warmer than us right now.
I basically just repeated.
That is trippy as shit.
Yeah. I've kept hearing it on the news all day.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Like,
we live in igloos. I cut the ice with my diamond sharp nipples.
I'm sure not all of Alaska, because, like, most of it, I don't know. I don't know shit, but.
I don't know. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fucked up if climates were shifting?
Oh, man. Probably. Living on the east would be shitty.
Yeah, like everything. Like, we're just like part glacier now.
Yeah. I heard that's what's happening. Like, the polar winds are making weird patterns now.
So, winds of shit.
God,
man.
Then what the is man. The point of living in the winds?
No, he's right. It's the fucking shit, you know, winds.
Like, suddenly, the Midwest just becomes the best part.
Yeah.
It's like, we got shitty weather. That's gone. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Dude, being an independent filmmaker in the Midwest can be so shitty with climate. It sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, the weather says that it's going to be super sunny.
Guys.
2 minutes later, fucking raining outside. Well, can't film today. Camera gets wet.
Got a night before. Guys, we got all the snow we need for tomorrow. Next day, 55 degrees.
Snow is gone.
Later that night, -2, all freezes on the roads. Black ice, death.
Everyone who is coming home from work dies.
Station
it's supposed to be fucking fairly cold for the next, like, 2 weeks, I think. Sunday is supposed to be, like, in the 30s, though.
You know what that is?
Dope.
That's no, happy that's, about that. That's luck going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because I have been so scared that this snow was going to melt. Before we got all the stray pickup shots for winter.
Yeah, that was
and we're
suck.
Supposed to be done this weekend.
We already kind of pushed it the one weekend where we didn't have much snow.
Yeah, we pushed
it. At Abby.
Yeah, we got in Austin. We got really lucky that day.
There was lucky that we had just a little patch of snow there towards the woods. We're well, it still looks pretty fucking cold and wintry out here, so we'll roll with it. We pretty much didn't have a choice. It was
Then next weekend,
we'll take what we can get.
It pours. And then we have to cancel.
For two weeks.
And then, like, there was a scheduling mix-up. And then last weekend, there was still a scheduling mix-up. But we got stuff anyway. And we got a decent amount of stuff. We just didn't get... There were two things we wanted to get last weekend. We only got one of them. But that's cool because we got something else. I'm not going to say what. But this weekend, we're supposed to get, like, three different things.
Yeah. And we'll get through a whole bunch of shit, I'm sure.
Like, I've taken the calculated risk of thinking there is nothing that can stop it. Because there's really no scheduling issue that's present, except if people didn't know what they were talking. I just got to make sure everyone's communicating.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm, like, on that. I've been on that for the past couple days. And that's so cool. We're like, okay, so this weekend, after this, everything will be fucking chill, and it'll be good.
Oh,
and
then we can take a chill break. We got one hell of a weekend.
Yeah, we do. Ugh. It's going to be a long day. Come home. Go beat dicks, pump some pedos.
Beat dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Beat dicks. And then I'm going to go to bed. And it's going to be awesome that next Monday when I get up and decide to go back to bed for another six hours.
When I get to go to work for 8 hours.
And then Ryan gets to go to work for 8 hours. And guess what? His day's now ruined.
My city.
But, so, pickup shots for Stray are actually going pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready.
It could be done. A lot worse.
I'm ready to be done.
We're almost there.
But we're almost there, and it's going to be awesome. And we're going to finish it, and we're just going to be so happy.
Got a lot we're of gonna other cry. Shit to start on.
We're going to cry. I'm going to cry. Baby back bitch sauce will be drenched.
Just wait till the premiere.
And then I'm just going to come in a pool of baby back bitch sauce. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry at the premiere.
There will probably be a theater of weeping bitches.
You might want to bring some moist towelettes for all that baby back bitch
both
sauce.
Us and the everywhere. Audience.
Like, everyone's going to be weeping. Everyone is just going to be crying. Even Michael's crying, and I don't think he has an ability.
Bozo.
He's like, this is illogical.
I'm sweating out my eyes.
Michael's going to hear this.
Like, I'm just going to take my glasses off, and I'm... If I take them off just to rub my eyes, I'm going to hear Nate like, you crying? Fuck you, man.
He's over like...
You being a bitch? You being a bitch, Cam?
No.
You going to cry? You going to cry, little bitch?
I'm not going to cry. I might cry after the end of the
first
movie.
Person that starts crying gets kicked in the nuts.
Deal.
During the premiere, like, no, get up. Get up.
Pause
the movie, sir.
Or gets kicked in the ass. Kicked in the nuts is a little too harsh. Because then crying. You really would cry like a bitch.
Oh, they're in my stomach.
Kicked in the ass twice, like waiting.
I think that's fair. But I'm not going to cry. I'm going to be like, I'm very happy. I have rehearsed my premiere speech like 100 times.
Yeah.
But you know, they say the formula for success.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just going to go out there and stand there, pull my pants down. Be like, this movie's done.
Yeah. The Stray premiere, I'm not going to cry. There's no reason that I would cry. I'm happy that I'll be happy.
I mean, there's always the tears
of joy.
Are
a baby back bitch.
All right. I'm not going to give that a response because
we've stop repeating this. Like I'm gonna make that the title.
Baby back. No, that's just my new thing.
I think that I don't know. Like I'm not a joy crier. I'll be happy, but like I'm more of a like I'm satisfied. This movie has put me through hell, so there might be some tears and I might come a lot.
It's just like
oof.
I think.
I'm just walking in wet, sticky pants.
Gotta change your pants.
Oh, God. All right.
I'll bring my jeans. Okay. I don't know, man. Like, how do you... Okay, when your phobia came out, your first one, not this one right now, but your first one, how did it make you feel?
I don't know. Felt pretty damn good. Yeah. I'm pretty satisfied with it, so.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, but I didn't have a big, you know, fucking premiere or nothing for it.
That's true. You guys haven't been to, you, I've Andrew, been to and Christian haven't been to a premiere before. Mm-mm. So, like,
I'm excited
for your first experience at a premiere.
My first one was.
Andrew can wear his tuxedo shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first one was East of. No, oh, my first my one was shirt. Missing. East of Nowhere was my second one.
Yeah, we but, did, like, I don't know how many.
Yeah, I've been to maybe four premieres altogether.
So there's like four or five different cuts of East of Nowhere, and they all have their own premiere, pretty much.
It's, yeah, it's a weird experience. Like, it's euphoric, I think.
That's pretty good, yeah. Like,
I remember
feeling real fucking nervous the first time for some reason.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, yeah. And all I was doing was sitting there and watching it. But that was, like, my whole family came to the East of Nowhere premiere. It was pretty cool.
Mine came to the Missing. Missing was my first film premiere. Like, independent film premiere, and my whole family came, and I was like so, and my girlfriend at the time, I was so excited. Like, it was kind of stupid how excited I was. Like, I was real happy, and like, oh my god, this is gonna be awesome. Everybody think of really happy Austin, and that was me. Like, I was at Austin happy. It's really difficult to get to Austin happy, but that's the feeling.
Tricky as shit.
It's the feeling you get when you go to a premiere. It's
small
like
small children don't get that happy.
Austin gets so excited on set, like it's his first time on set every time, and it's awesome. It is. It's cool.
Good, it's good to have that energy.
Yeah, because he's always like, "Fuck, let's have a good fucking day. I'm gonna joke around every once in a while." Beat dicks, like he'll just say shit.
Except for that one time he was pissed.
Yeah, but that was hilarious. That was still kind of funny.
That was funny. He was the one that was pissed off that day.
But
we were all like, you know what?
It's cool, man. It's fine. We were like
that was last time when we filmed.
So like I was like that kind of excited, happy, and I mean that was cool. That was a good feeling.
Yeah,
you know. But I just think that, like, when you go to a premiere, you're going for something that you had a hand in doing. And that's, like, saying that right now, that's not a big deal. And I'm telling you, it's what the both of you are going to feel when you go. It's not a big deal when you say it now. But when you actually watch it, you watch what you helped with. You hear what you helped with.
Yeah.
It's the most satisfying feeling on the planet.
Hmm.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
And East of Nowhere starts off with this little music piece that like I wrote like on guitar. And as soon as I heard it, I was like,
sorry.
Oh, shit. I got real fucking nervous for some reason. I have no idea why. I don't get nervous, you know, when I'm about to, like, play at a bar or anything. Hmm. At least not usually. But for some reason, that was just like, this is kind of crazy. It went away after about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, but, like, it's, I don't know, it always kind of sticks
with me. I think it was because my family was there.
Yeah, that could be it. It sticks with you in a way that you don't expect it to.
Hmm.
However, do you know what's awesome? Like, and it's going to be really awesome when we go to this premiere.
After the premiere?
It's, no, even better than
that. Is it right before the premiere?
It's right before the premiere. Yeah. And it's during the premiere. There's nothing cooler on the planet than Austin premiere happy.
Yeah.
Because if Austin happy is what you get during the premiere, you have no idea what's going on with Austin things.
Remember when Matt and Kylo was walking around there, like asking people questions and shit?
Yeah, they were filming people.
They
and,
have
like,
that.
What'd you think of the premiere? And they were yeah.
Those guys, I don't even fucking know them, but they came up to me and was like, how was it working with James Woods? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know that person. Are they actually in this movie?
You asked everybody.
Because I don't fucking watch movies, so.
I that was hilarious. I hope they do that again. I want them to do that again. Everything about that would be so funny. It's the goofiest time ever. The before party is real chill. During the movie, everyone's like, the excitement in the room's there, and everyone's all fucking kick ass, like, fuck yeah! And then there's the after party, which is even better. After parties are fun.
I'm not going to work that week.
No, neither am I. I'm taking that week off.
At least a couple of days.
I'm going to need it.
Like, I don't want any responsibility for at least a couple of days.
Right. Well, you know, now that we've done that, I think it's a good time for us to wrap up. Good time to start
wrapping up.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Alrighty, guys. Well, for this week of After Hours, my name is Christian Nash. I had to think about that for a fucking second.
Who am I?
I am Chuck Nolly.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ryan Webber King.
Alright, guys. We'll see you next time.